Sir, while I have you, I also want to ask you about what's going on in Israel, also with Iran, because we've been sort of waiting with bated breath for a response to the killing of the Hamas political leader, and it still has not come. And we did learn that Hamas is going to go back to the negotiating table around a ceasefire and a hostage deal in Gaza, as we're still waiting here. And we've sent a nuclear submarine to the region. Of course, very rare that we would announce that we are doing that. Why do you think it has stretched this long? And what are you looking for next?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised it's lasted as long as well. Iran likes to strike back within a matter of days. I'm still convinced they will strike back at some point. So it's not a question of whether, it's more when and how. But clearly what's happening here too is you have these negotiations, number one. Number two, we know Iran and Hezbollah do not want a wider regional war. And I suspect that Iran is trying to figure out what is the right tactic to respond to the killing of Ismail Haniyeh in late July in Tehran. How do they respond so that they maintain their credibility with their proxies and also retaliate against the embarrassment? I think we've all believed that it'll be a massive type of drone and missile attack. But again, that risks a wider war. There's been some reporting that maybe they will try to pursue an intelligence operation, which means maybe they try to kill an Israeli official somewhere outside of the region or attack an embassy or something like that.